Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We welcome in now LSU baseball coach Paul Manieri. Coach, how are you?
I'm good, Christian. How are you?
Good. So some changes to this weekend yet again. No Notre Dame this weekend. It'll be Air Force back-to-back Saturday and Sunday, right?
Yeah, it's been the craziest week ever. Between the weather and the COVID outbreaks and so forth, we haven't even started the season yet. We're already having to jockey things around. So, yeah, Notre Dame was supposed to fly out this afternoon, and they called me at about 11 o'clock this morning and told me they're not coming. We're fortunate that the Air Force Academy is coming because they had 6 inches of snow yesterday in Colorado Springs, so they had a tough time even getting to the airport today. But they're going to come, and Louisiana Tech had about 10 inches of snow in Ruston, so we had to push their games back. So we'll play Saturday at 1 against Air Force, Sunday at noon against the Air Force, and then we'll play Louisiana Tech on Monday night. So we'll get the games in. It's just been a juggling act to try to get this schedule done.
It feels like we're back in 2020 again. That kind of luck, you know, it just feels that way. Well, but you guys, I'm sure, anticipated some sort of, interference or some sort of setback at some point this season. I'm talking about college baseball as a whole.
Well, yeah, of course. You know, when you see what's happened in football and basketball, it's just the reality that it's COVID virus is still running rampant, and you don't know when it's going to hit your guys or hit the opponents. And when it happens, you just have to deal with it. And then on top of everything, this weather's been so bad for the last 10 days or so that we're having to deal with it as well. So, hey, listen, we'll get through it, Christian, and we'll get the season started Saturday. It's supposed to be a little bit chilly, but much warmer than it's been on Saturday, and Sunday continues a warming trend. So we're looking forward to getting some good weather at least.
How's the spring been for you guys?
You mean practice?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been going good. We're ready to go.
What do you know about your team in the spring that maybe you didn't have the answer in the fall? What do you feel good about?
Well, it's just this spring has been an extension of what we did in the fall, and we have tried some new things. A young man out of Jesuit High School, Will Helmers, has established himself now that he's going to be our starting third baseman. He pitched for us in the fall and did great, and was just DHing in the games, and he was swinging the bat well. And we've been struggling to try to find the right combination on the left side of the infield, and Will Helmers kind of showed that he's got the defensive skills to be able to play there. So that's something that's different this spring than we had in the fall. And trying to put the team together as we go through the spring will continue to be a work in progress, so that we're at our very best when we get to the SEC schedule.
I heard you say during the LSU media day that if you're bold enough to play Trey Morgan at shortstop, because he's a lefty. Is he that good? Is he that good with the glove?
Well, that was probably a little bit of an exaggeration. Being left-handed, that wouldn't be possible.
Sure,
but,
sure.
He handles himself so well around the bag. Yeah, he's got some really elite defensive skills over there, first base, and I think it's going to make a lot of a difference with our team, a big difference with our team as far as digging balls out of the dirt and just being able to stretch for a little bit high throws and those type of things. So Trey's a good ball player. I'm looking forward to seeing him get better all the time.
What's the expectation for Jaden Hill in his first outing in terms of whether it be a pitch count or innings? How's that going to work?
Yeah, I don't think he'll go more than three innings, Christian. If he can be efficient enough and get through three innings on, you know, 50 pitches or less, I think that would be a successful outing for him. And then we're just try to build him up from there as we go through the season.
You pretty settled on a lineup and where someone like Dylan Cruz might land?
Well, Dylan is going to be the everyday right fielder, and we're going to start out the season with him in the leadoff spot and see how that works out. Hopefully he can do for us what DJ LeMahieu does for the Yankees in that leadoff spot.
I heard you having quite a few comparisons to some Tiger legends in the press conference that you held, the virtual one on LSU Pro Day. I mean LSU Media Day, Baseball and Media Day. Also, Alex Bregman, is his desire similar to Alex Bregman?
Yeah, oh yeah. His passion for the game is intense. He loves the game and he idolizes Bregman. And I, you know, his swing is very similar to LeMahieu in the sense that he hits the ball with such authority to the opposite field. And he's got power to the opposite field, like LeMahieu. You know, LeMahieu hits a lot of home runs to right field. So, yeah, if he can do something close to what Bregman and LeMahieu did for the LSU Tigers, we're going to be in good shape.
LSU coach Paul Manera here on Sports Talk. Coach, how much uncertainty do you think is there about the about teams across college baseball because of the shortened season last year and not really getting to see a bunch of the freshmen across the country that are now still freshmen but technically sophomores? Do you get what I'm driving at here?
Well, you know, that's just the reality. You know, I would have loved to have seen our freshmen go through a SEC schedule last year and now they'd be sophomores with all that experience, but it just wasn't able to happen, and it didn't happen for everybody in the across the country. So we're no different than anybody else. You know, we have expanded rosters, we have talented rosters, but low on experience because guys didn't get to play last year. So, you know, if you look at our lineup, you see three juniors, three sophomores, and three freshmen, but the juniors are really reclassified as sophomores, the sophomores are reclassified as freshmen, and then of course you have your true freshmen. So there's not going to be a lot of experience out there on the field in certain positions, but everybody's team is different. You know, our team is very experienced on the pitcher's mound, just inexperienced with the everyday lineup. But that will change in time. The more we play, the better we'll get.
Matthew Beck wearing the coveted number 8 jersey for LSU this year. How fortunate do you feel that to have Matthew Beck back?
Yeah, Matthew's a great kid, and he's pitched some big innings for us through his career. I hated for his career to end last year the way that it did with this shortened season. And so when the opportunity to come back presented itself and we wanted him to wear the number 8, he was very excited about that. And he's gonna continue to contribute to our team like he has. You know, he's been a really reliable guy. You know, sometimes he gets a little wild streaks or whatever, but he just always seems to find a way to pitch out of it. If you look at his numbers, really, outside of the walks in his career, it's been a low batting average against. He's had a good earned run average. He's been a pretty reliable guy for us, and I would expect that to continue this spring.
You told me earlier this year that you relaxed the haircut policy and the mustache and beard policy. So who has the best mustache and beard by your estimation?
I'm not going to judge that. I'm going to pass on that question.
Do the players do that? Are they in a contest to see who has the best one?
I have no idea, Christian. I have no idea. I can't answer that.
Very well.
I did that to let them, you know, everybody was really struggling with the shutdown of the season and everybody was down in the dumps. So I just kind of gave them that little shot in the arm to try to perk everybody up. And I told them as long as they play hard and listen and follow the rules, that we'll allow them to grow some facial hair this year. So I think they're enjoying that.
What kind of contributions do you expect out of Giovanni DiGiacomo? What's his role going to be?
Oh, he's going to be our starting center fielder. So he's if the ball stays in the ballpark, Gio has a chance to catch it. And that stays along the same lines of the tradition of some of the great center fielders we've had through the years.
LSU coach Paul Manera, good luck this weekend. Thanks for carving out some time on last-minute notice. Thanks.
Okay. You're welcome, Christian.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.